Hello?
Hey, what's up, Tyler?
What's going on, man?
Yo, I'm about to do the 1.5 on, is it Bull Run?
Yeah, Bull Run.
Bull Run, okay, cool. Give me the rundown. What's the deal with it?
Yeah, let me pull his thing up real quick. 1 second.
Cool. Because I see, there's a bunch of stuff about, equipment.
Yeah, so basically this guy's going to an auction next Wednesday, and he wants some capital, basically, to do some shopping. I told him, we could get you approved on the equipment side. He only was able to get me really information on one equipment, and it's actually through a private party. But basically, he has an approval with, I think it was On Deck.
Yeah.
That I had. Yeah, so he has an approval with On Deck, and he's worked with them in the past. He's just not the biggest fan of them. So he was like, I just got an approval, 35K, 12-month term, daily payments. He's like, can you beat that? He wants just more money, and I guess when they ran the approval for him, they only showed him one bank account that he has, but he actually has two bank accounts. So I have them all in the bank statements there, so I was like, that might help you on getting a larger amount. So the guy's just looking for as much money as possible. He's going to go do some shopping, basically, at an auction, and I put the link there for the auction that he's going to as well. But he also sent me an equipment application for an excavator that he's trying to buy through a private party. So I was actually just about to put that one together as well. But I was going to say you could probably wrap the two up in one call.
Okay. All right, so a couple questions. Do you know what he's tracking to do for his gross sales this year?
Let me see. He did about $260,000. Last year, I think he said he was trending to do right around the same, just so maybe a little bit more. I think I remember him saying maybe around 275. But he basically has that other bank account that he uses for just deposits and to kind of pay bills. But sometimes when he gets paid for a job, he deposits it straight into that account, not the other one. So it doesn't seem to show as much cash flow as I guess it would have shown in the past. But I got both of those there. He's been in business for 25 years, so he kind of has that going for him, but the sales aren't the best, but he got a 35K approval.
And that's what I'm saying. His sales, even if it's, 250 or whatever like that, he got an approval for 35. That's really good.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be hard to even match that. Because that was kind of my main question on this, going into it is, so he's got the approval from On Deck for 35. He says it's not enough. Our angle coming at him, it's going to be hard to even match the 35, right? So our angle is how are we different than that On Deck approval? And the only thing I can think of, because his sales are so low, is if we can finance it by equipment.
I agree. Because he sent me the app. Let me do this. I'll send it to you through IM, the equipment, because it has the piece he's looking at. Where is it? Here we go.
Because I think what I'm going to try to talk to him about is I'm basically going to say, look, you're trying to buy some equipment. You got the approval from On Deck. As far as, the amount that they're giving you, but realistically, that's the top end of what he's going to qualify for. So if we can kind of separate this up, I understand, I want to split it up. Does he have capital needs? Does he have equipment needs? Or is he putting them all together? Because if he does, we might be able to get him, if his capital needs are lower and we can finance the equipment, we might be able to get him a better deal than what he has On Deck on a lower amount. And that would be an in for us.
That's what I was thinking. But my only concern is how would we be able to give him an approval without information, going into an auction, how do we have details as to what he's going to buy?
We could get a preliminary approval just based off of the type of equipment he thinks he's going to purchase and how much he thinks it'll be. But I'll check with Dennis on it to see exactly how it would work before I make the call so we can be kind of clear on it. But I think that's our best shot at this guy, is to try to separate it with equipment and capital, because on capital, we're not going to be able to get that amount that On Deck is giving. So the best we could do is come in lower at a better rate and then finance the equipment separately.
Yeah, and I think his credit was 603, which isn't incredible, but he thought his credit was in the high 680s.
I'm going to take him down.
So I would maybe give that to him as a wake-up call, kind of, you know, you informed us your credit was a little higher than it actually is, so that could affect it as well. But, yeah, he got a good approval from On Deck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat. Okay. All right. Well, I got a good idea. I'm going to try to run a few things by Dennis, then I'll make the call, and I'll let you know what's up.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Cool. Later.
That's it.